Program desired location.
Earth, United States, San Francisco, California.
Time period.
1941 AD.
File or access code.
File Dixon Hill, private detective.
Enter when ready.
Captain's personal log. I'm entering the ship's holodeck where images of reality can be created by our computer. Highly useful in crew training. Highly enjoyable when used for games and recreation.
The only thing about Jerry Springer I ever got into was like Steve.
The boobs?
No, Steve was dope.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. Steve. His security detail.
Oh, yeah.
Who eventually got his own show.
He got his own show?
Cool. Yeah.
Doing what?
Yeah, after Jerry Springer retired, he picked it up, and I think it was just called Steve or something. I don't know.
Steve! Wait, Jerry Springer retired?
Yeah. Or like he lost his show or something. I don't know.
I think
he's not on TV anymore.
And no, he's definitely not on TV anymore. Yeah.
Steve got his own show.
You can tell I don't watch cable.
No, I'm not. I don't think he's been on TV for 10 years.
Long time that I did not have cable, and all I had was like local access stuff. And
God, yeah, I went through
that's what I had.
I haven't had cable in
I had that in a DVD player in like two movies.
Yeah.
God.
But we were at a Mindless Self-Indulgence show, and there's a security detail like up at the stage who looked like Steve. So whenever he popped his head around or something, we would just start chanting Steve.
Steve!
He eventually picked up
Steve.
On it, was just like, hey, that's not my name, but that's fine, whatever. I'm into it.
I'll be Steve for you. Hey, for you, I'll be anyone
I'll
you
be
want.
Steve tonight. I think, What's the
I'll
difference?
Be Steve tonight.
I think that was
yeah,
the
I
show.
Go by Steve.
I think that was the show that had Reliant K, which I was not a fan of that band.
What a weird lineup.
And then Birthday Massacre.
Oh.
Birthday Massacre Live was amazing. Huh. And I met them after their set. It was awesome.
That's such a weird lineup.
Yeah. I know.
You've got the weird 7-Eleven goth kids with a pile of self-indulgence, and then you got like the wannabe emo kids with Reliant K, and I don't even know the other bands.
He's just grabbing the people hanging out at two different gas stations. That's all it is. Gas station.
Aside from Reliant K, it was a good show. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And then also, that was the night that we were unable to go to like a strip club after party.
Oh, why not?
We got invited to it by someone in the crowd. I don't remember who, but someone we were with was like, I can't.
Why? Why can't they?
They were driving.
And any
other night of the week, we would have been able to. But they were just like, no, I absolutely cannot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's the boob allergy.
Yeah, it's the boob allergy.
If you're allergic to nips, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been in a strip club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
I don't know. It was a sad sort of
I went with a bunch
depressing,
of girls. So
yeah, that's
great.
A good move. That's the way to do it.
That's great.
I went with my girlfriend.
That's the way to do it.
That's the best way to do it because it was like fucking, I don't know, one or some shit.
Oh, of course.
And the strippers just started hanging out with us.
Okay, that's cool. That
just like
great.
Off
yeah.
the clock, just like we started talking about like Star Wars and shit.
Nice.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was great. And I got to see boobs.
I mean, you talk about Star Wars with everybody. Like, that's the human condition.
There was...
yeah, it's Star Wars. It's fucking Star Wars, man. Every Star Wars it's a human condition.
We just watched the last episode of Parks and Rec.
Oh, God.
They were walking through the Redwoods, and he was like, this is where they filmed the scene of the Ford. Yeah.
Wait, that's not why we're here.
That's not why we're here.
But it is, though.
Yeah,
it was.
The reason changes at that point. Yeah. That's why we're here now.
Yeah. Now we're here for
Jesus
that.
Christ. That's some good.
That's why Jesus Christ went to the Redwood Forest, because of the Star Wars.
Was
scene.
That your story?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, here, start your story.
Okay. All right, so... recently,
wait, hold on.
Jesus Christ. So,
all right, go.
Recently, I've been really craving some like noir.
Oh,
because there's a scene in a new special that a YouTuber we watch put out, and I really just want to like, I really want to sit down and watch a lot of noir.
Oh, yeah,
and I really love it because it's just like,
is that like a kind of porno category?
No, this is The Night Was Thick, like pea soup.
Yeah, like detective movies and shit. Yeah.
I was sitting at Johnny's nursing a scotch, and suddenly she walked in. Our eyes immediately met, and I knew she was there looking for me. She smelled of danger.
She had legs for days.
She had legs for days. And not red the good lipstick, kind of days. The color of blood. The kind same of, blood I've been looking God. At all night trying to solve these cases.
She saw that I was hard-boiled like an egg.
And she had a boner.
She had.
And I knew my knight exactly, was going why, for a good turn.
That's why yeah. you knew. Her legs went all the way up. And where they stopped, nobody knew. Because we didn't know about vaginas in the 50s.
They didn't know about a lot of yeah. things in the 50s.
So that was my story. Yeah, I really just wanted noir. To watch some noir. Oh. I really just want to watch some noir.
It was is a it podcast. All black and white? Like yeah, it's, any it's, other.
Has anyone done like non-black and white noir?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of noir. I mean, that's kind of the essence of noir, but like the
Sin City kind of style.
Yeah.
That shit was tight, son. Yeah.
Yep.
So they had Spider-Man in there going mm-hmm. for building the mm-hmm. building all red and shit.
I was waiting for a case. Not that kind of case. The other kind.
That's what
I don't know which one you were thinking about the first
Captain
time.
Captain Picard likes the second. To do.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes, okay, sir. Right. Dixon Hill is a noir Dixon character. Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, they brought back that figure. The Dixon
Seriously?
Hill figure.
It's such a good...
Holy shit.
Some of the best episodes were Dixon Hill episodes. Because
they're
you...
Great.
Does...
Yeah. Oh, they were great.
Does Sherlock Holmes count as noir?
I always thought...
It's the style, not necessarily the character. So, like, Dick Tracy in comic book form... Dick Twacy wasn't noir in the comic book film because he was a detective character, but there were film noir style shows and movies created for Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Technically, the beginning of Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a noir.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, it is, boy. Shit.
So.
You know what I'm talking about.
And as everyone knows, noir means no... R. So you cannot use an R in the
Why
entire
we
script whenever you write.
Cartoons so much in the 90s. I'm just thinking about that.
That's not.
Here's,
it, I don't it, see a problem. That,
I
think
it's
normal.
Like that question's kind of moot because it's still happening today.
It is.
But like.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
It's a multi-billion dollar
industry. Well, in the 90s were when cartoons got realistic enough to sexualize.
Jessica Roger Rabbit or whatever.
Yep.
Fucking
Hollywood,
Bugs Buddy.
Yeah, in Space Jam.
Space
What's her
Jam.
Face? Yep, Lola. Yes,
motherfucking Atlantis. Remember that Atlantis movie?
I didn't
movie?
See Atlantis. No,
the mermaid.
But if it's a mermaid, I get
you
it.
You know.
Yep.
Then you got Buzz Lightyear.
Got Buzz Lightyear. No, I mean I thought Woody was
He's
the sexualized
definitely
one.
A power
no, Buzz.
You compare the
Buzz,
two.
Yeah,
Woody had a snake in his boot. Everybody knows what.
He was indicating just his boot.
Oh God, my brain is ruined forever.
Oh, no.
There's a snake in my boot.
Well, we know exactly what he's insinuating with that.
Is he saying that at the glory hole? There's a snake in my boot. You want to take care of this thing
now?
For
I
me?
Just now I just imagine.
Like, all right, son,
like,
I'll pull your cord. Yep, that's. He's like unwrapping it from various different locations.
All right, this took a turn. All right, I just wanted to put some sexy gonna, jazz over
I don't
me
think this took
talking
a turn.
Like an
all right,
we're just gonna start the intro. Want to do a noir with you? I don't know what that is.
You have to do a noir, Tino.
No.
Tino paid
People
for
have been
a noir.
Fucking jerking off to cartoons since the caveman times. They were drawing.
I'm not saying that
they were drawing. You know, dongs and dinglings on the wall.
But that's accurate. That's accurate. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a good noir porno? These are two genres which have
Holy
never been.
Shit.
Imagine.
Wait.
Imagine.
We're going to combine the two.
Look, you don't think I have good ideas. I have good ideas.
No, you have good ideas.
This is a multi-tens dollar idea.
Multi-tens dollar.
This is at least a $75 idea.
Maybe 55. I wasn't going to aim as
We'd
high as 70.
$10 more than the
no.
the shit that we spent
what do you,
money on.
What's
for
the best
movie?
Part of the noir?
Also,
the imagination.
You have to pay a fee to upload it.
You have to
the
do,
company,
you
so.
Do, and it
oh,
happens
no.
to be exactly the price that we were gonna. Yeah, I mean, it's the all the profit goes to the company, and also nobody actually makes anything.
Hey, that's movie
Joel's,
business.
Joel's
baby.
Already got a Pornhub account, so
I
we can just
do
you, you do that.
Account.
That is accurate. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that video got deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got deleted.
Probably too flagrant.
Probably.
Yeah.
Too, I thought it was great.
Too horny.
I have, I don't know where it is, but I do thirsty have video. My...
Where was I banned? Too thirsty.
Too thirsty.
I don't know if it's my Pornhub check or if it's like my like verification letter.
Weird.
To earn royalties on that video.
Do they mail you a physical letter?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
That's cool. Like, why is that so cool?
I think they did. I don't know. It could have been like a fucking Harbor Freight ad.
All right. Again.
Milestone. Do they send you like a silver, gold, and platinum play button?
Holy shit.
Because that's such a fucking amazing idea.
It's a huge dildo.
Oh, that's one. It just gets bigger. It gets bigger every level.
Every tier that you
until eventually they're backing the thing in on a flatbed truck and they're like, well, what level did you reach?
Well, goddamn!
Number one most viewed profile on Pornhub.
You've done it. The bastard finally did.
I literally own the hub.
He's touched
they
every dick
to
in
me.
The country.
I am the Pornhub now.
It is now just a recreation of miniclips.com from 2006.
Welcome to
Jesus.
This is what you guys really want, right?
Welcome to Joel Hub.
We've all seen boobs before. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
This has everything to do with what we're talking about. Because what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet. I am your sign in and sign out boy. This is Brandon on my right. I'm touching him right now.
Physically
in the same room.
You are physically touching him.
Get a little bit harder with that. Like, oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is
great. I got it. Oh, wait. He's got a knot, right?
This is NC-17, sir.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Dildo's in the mail.
And it's in the mail.
And it's in the mail.
Great.
Good. Wonderful.
Introduce yourself, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm Brandon. I do mecha genre on the internet. I build model kits of plastic robots, which is cool. Mechagenre.com is my website, and mecha genre is my Instagram. And I don't know. I like film noirs. They're cool. Yeah.
I still
welcome
don't
to the
know
film noir one of my podcast. Favorite genres. And there's one other guy on our podcast. His name is.
Listen. Here's the tonight, deal about names.
This actually tonight is complicated. Is a bit. So,
Gumshoe Ricky Bob from down the block.
My name was Gumshoe Ricky.
I go online and I have a great time. I really enjoy myself. And you can find me on the online True Gumpla, Yenshin. Motherfucking, you know, there's a whole bunch of things you can do online, and I'm one of them.
I have a question about the online. If I were online, could I find someone to model my entire self and being after until the point that I became obsessive and that I would never want to do anything that this person did not agree with or directly condone?
Insert. I don't know, some kind of weird sound here.
What kind of weird sound? Like a slide whistle?
Yeah, I mean, you could go on like Pinterest.
No, I was doing a segue towards the topic of today's podcast,
episode.
Which is about idol worship.
And it's called Idol Worship. Let's start a cult.
Here's how it works. You start at level one. And at level one, you're allowed to do most things in your everyday life, cannot use the letter R. It's part of the noir culture.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle at this point.
I'm offended.
At higher and higher levels, it actually becomes more difficult because of the other letters you're not allowed to
when
use.
When does the castration start?
The castration actually is optional.
Oh.
So you could do it now and not join the cult.
Yeah, this time.
Yeah. That's part of the... It's religious 401k? Freedom. It's religious freedom. You can do... Yeah, there's 401,000 people in a cult. I'll tell you whatever. I'll tell you what. Sure.
Go.
Definitely. Yeah.
So many friends.
Okay.
I'm going to have so many friends now.
We're a 501c3. There's 501 cats.
And they're all
with three legs.
There you go.
We do have
my
a cult,
garage.
Right? We have a cult.
We do have a cult. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh, well, we have Patreon. It's kind of like
it's the same thing.
How
yeah,
do you spell cult.
Yeah,
is you can spell it like cult or like cvlt. If you're like, say,
is it
edgy?
Like, yeah, we're not really that edgy. You can't be our t-shirt,
but the K's all like a tree branch.
It's all culty, man. It's like
it's made of knives.
God, the cutting mat panic is going to be real weird. They're going to be like,
I'm only on this podcast till we hit cutting mat panic.
Yeah,
I just want to recreate the
actively
satanic
trying.
Panic.
Yeah, I'm actively trying to make it happen. Like, I want people to be accused by their kids of being on the Cutting Up podcast.
Being on the podcast,
like, yeah,
oh, yeah, we're not.
I heard hey, your fucking podcast. Hey,
Chief, I got another kid that says that that their dad was on the Cutting Map podcast. Okay, well, bring him in.
Bring him in.
That's the fourth one this week, and there's only three guys on the Cutting Map.
There's only three. We killed half the town already.
Not again.
This kid walked in, and I knew he was a piece of shit.
I knew he was a piece of shit.
He had the Cutting Map written all over his face. Literally in Sharpie, several different colors, and I assume it was an acrylic paint. That's how I knew he listened to the Cutting Mat podcast.
He kept saying, Tony Hawk.
Tony.
Where's Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk.
Why hasn't Tony Hawk come back to us?
Happy birthday, Tony Hawk.
What are we talking
Happy
about here? We've been fucking going off.
Speaking of Iron right, Warship.
Yeah, speaking of Tony well,
this
Hawk.
Is, this is more of it. Honestly, it's like an ADHD kind of thing, more than
I
Iron Warship.
That. Oh, so, shit. I didn't take my medication.
All right. Well, Joel's doing that right now. Here's the topic. We've noticed, and I think that everybody has noticed, and we've seen a lot of murmurs about this in our Discord as well, that this seems to kind of happen at any time that a hobby reaches like a critical mass of people in it, reaches a certain number of accounts on Instagram and reaches a certain level of popularity,
reaches a certain number of accounts of reposting
other things.
What's that? Everyone, if you take medication,
do you need to go to the pharmacy? Or are we going to
make sure you take it?
Oh, yeah, if you haven't taken it today, take your medication.
Make sure you drink water.
That is actually
a cup of water. Shout out to fucking John Lynn out there, boy.
Yep.
I have a straw, so it's not as fun.
I have a water bottle.
I don't. I can do it every sound I want.
I just go whatever I want.
You get these reposts and you get certain voices or figures who are amplified above the others. And there are some reasons why idols form in hobby cultures. And it's not the reasons that a lot of people attribute to them. You know, I wish that I could say that the idols in any hobby culture are either the most helpful, you know, the most charismatic, the nicest, etc. people in the hobby. But really, a lot of it's just people hitting the right algorithms and making things viral, you know. The problem that we have seen that I kind of want us to discuss today is that we've got it's easy to emulate your heroes, and that is going to drive the way that you do the hobby. And that is going to push you in directions that you might not necessarily want to go. We want to make sure that you are doing the hobby for yourself.
Hey, yeah. I know that line.
Yeah. One guy I knew like a long time ago used to say that.
I think he moved to Mars.
I assume Mars.
Copyrights don't work on Earth anymore.
Mars, Texas.
Yeah. Tejas.
Yeah, but that's kind of the key. Like your style is being affected by something that you've seen online, or you see some popular builder build a Gundam kit and you're thinking, oh, that's the right way to do it.
We've mentioned this before.
Are you okay?
I was burping a little bit and I thought I was finished, but I did it. It's fine. Cut this part out.
His face turned completely blue.
I'm leaving it in. What are you talking about? It's gone on too long.
His eyebrows shot off of his forehead and he hovered 3 inches off of the chair.
We've talked about this before, right? In the previous episode, we discussed how we should actively take small things that we are
we should not
seek to emulate.
Here
we
are.
Seek to be inspired.
Innovate.
By. Yep. We should innovate.
Don't emulate. Because that's why this is a good follow up episode. It's strategery.
Strategery.
Yeah. We just did that. We did podcasting. Good, huh?
Not
boys?
On purpose.
Dan, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
You nailed it, Tino. Yeah. It's basically we're artists. We steal things from other people all the time. From each other. I steal
all
things from myself
time.
In the past, even though I didn't know it. Like, I'll go through a time portal, grab a model kit off the decks, bring it into the future. And what ends up happening is I built the kit. It was just, 10 years into the future. The only issue occurs if you do it backwards. If you, in the past, go into the future and grab a model kit that you've already built in the future, in the timeline that you bring it back to, no one built that kit. You have to realize the you that you stole it from is not the same you that went through the time portal in the first place to take the kit because of the way that personal time works.
My brain hurts, dude. You made me do that.
Did I? God, I hate timey-wimey bullshit.
It's like a wibbly-wobbly sort of
Weevil wobbles. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Jeez, we need Bailey back.
Yeah, Bailey.
Hello. All right, here's us getting back on track. The real key is you're gonna steal pieces of your art from everything that you look at. By looking at a piece of art, you're stealing it right there. You're stealing those photons. They're going into your eyes. All the pieces are being integrated into your brain.
You got paint photons just like getting all up in your eyeballs.
Oh God.
But that's okay.
Yep.
That's okay.
No one makes original art and be like, yeah, it's inspired by literally nothing. Like,
No. There's always an inspiration. And inspiration is great. We're talking about idol worship. You find someone that you like their style. You copy it directly. That's not exactly good. It's not really. I mean, you can do it if you want. You can be proud of your work if you want. In fact, copying someone's style is a fun personal challenge for yourself.
It's not wrong, or it's not bad if you do it like once or twice just as a challenge.
That's it. Yeah. It's just if you're, you know, when you're doing these hobbies, we all want to develop our own style, and it's really important. And I really think that if this is something that you're used to...
Do we want to develop our own style because we see other people with their own style?
Oh, God.
Or do we want to do it because it's like something you actually want to... Like, there's no way to say you want to have your own style you saw someone else do something and you liked it.
Dude, you're right. No, I mean, that's...
You know?
Yeah.
No, you nailed it. Yep. Shit.
I just said words.
The next sentence that I was going to say would have been, I'm recommending this because I think that you'll get more fulfillment out of your hobby for it. But that's also like me telling you what you're going to like, which doesn't really make any sense. That's not really a thing. So I don't know. That's a weird one.
Do we go too deep?
Pull up.
Are we in the deep end of the pool now, boys?
let me talk about something real quick. When I first started drawing in the middle school grades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The 1890s.
I was emulating, like, everybody else at the time, like, Dragon Ball art.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I was doing my best to, like, copy Akira Toriyama. And then it eventually turned to, like, trying to combine that with, like, Sonic the Hedgehog comic art.
Very
weird group of friends. I'm sure everybody listening can relate.
There was that one game where you turn gold, and that makes logical sense.
Yeah.
I like the one where you ride the snowboard on the pavement.
Yeah.
I think it was the same game. Was it?
I don't know.
No. Yes.
I never entered Dreamcast.
Yes. I only just played it for the first time.
Yeah.
But my point is, like, I started to branch out. And I started pulling things without realizing it at the time that that's how art works. I started pulling inspiration from other areas, other comics, other cartoons and anime. Mm-hmm. And I slowly developed my own art style through it.
Yep.
That's the way to it, baby.
Maybe that's why this is the I have this urge to recommend to our listeners to do that.
Yeah.
Try and something different.
But I know it's not because they're not like you're not going to get sued. If you try to sell your art and you you have your own style, but it's more than that. It's not like even if you don't sell your art, making your own art style is actually a really important piece of like
your life.
Yeah. Like self development,
becoming an artist,
yeah, self actualization, you know, autoimmune diseases, you know, like throwing up on a public bus and being really embarrassed about it.
Yeah. All logical.
Yeah. It's fine. It happens.
And I mean, it's cool. Like having people to look up to. You know?
Yeah. I mean, everyone should have some type of like inspiration in their life.
And
I think it's hard not to.
And it can be multiple people. It can be multiple artists. It can be multiple builders. It can be, you know, like, but the point is that like you should be pulling like, oh, that's a cool shading style. Maybe I can try that real quick.
Just a tiny bit.
You know, the way that they did the paint, they laid the paint down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems really cool. Let me try that real quick. And in that process, you're probably going to find some other way that works better for you.
Think about like every time you do something that you saw someone else do, but you're kind of going over that line a little bit. It's like you plucking off like organs out of that person.
Yeah. Blech. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Gross. Let's do it.
Gross. Grody. Disgusting.
That's
Brandon, you go ahead now.
Yuck. Also, you were talking about
been a while since we've podcast everybody.
But I think the real problem is I'm honestly struggling with this with this prompt because, yeah, I said a bunch of bullshit earlier, but now I'm realizing that I don't want to tell people what they should do with their hobby.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's more of just having a self-awareness of like...
Every episode that we make on this kind of stuff is just advice, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's
100% is. I mean, this is our personal advice.
It's barely advice. It's coming from our own.
We lost our doctor, so
It's coming from our own experiences. But listen, we're a little off track.
You know, here's the key though. We mention it because we've seen it. Like, you see people read, you know, there's, absolutely come from it because we've all emulated instead of being inspired
in the past. Yeah, we've all gone through that. Like, right. Honestly, it is an important part of growing as an artist.
Yeah.
Because that's what you are in a hobby. You're an artist of some kind, you know? And it is an important part. You have to come to that realization.
Sorry, bud, you're an artist.
Yeah, you may, not the artist part, but like the
idol. It's terminal.
You may brush it off and just be like, oh, no, that'll never happen. But then, like, you know,
it could happen, man.
It's probably going to.
It almost definitely will. Yeah.
So
first, that's normal.
Yeah.
And second, let's try to move away from that, right? Like, let's try to move up from that.
It's less about avoiding it and more about coming to the realization that you can...
That makes me feel better. That makes me. It's the awareness, right? We're telling them to be aware, not to do it. We're telling them to be aware of it.
It's more of like this is like not a tutorial, but like here's our experiences when we immolated someone. Kind of realize it went over the line a little bit. Because like it's more about having a self awareness than it is like you know, trying to, you know, it's a bad thing to do this. I mean, there's like impersonators and, you know, people out there that do that stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I make shirts that are things of other things. Yeah, like,
and,
you know,
on the weekends, Joel's a Richard Nixon impersonator, which is actually pretty impressive.
My motor's falling down. I'm the president.
Perfect Richard Nixon. If I've ever heard it.
That wasn't Joel. We actually dropped in a Richard Nixon audio. For
that's
that section.
From 1970.
I have a question.
I don't know when.
I have a question. At what point, how do I phrase this? It's about problematic faves, right? Like, at what point are you really into
was it damaging
a particular person? And is it not just damaging? Like, is it not just damaging
it
to themselves, but to you, right?
That's what I mean. Like,
it pulls
to you
back. Yeah.
Like stalkers. Who was that one, the Britney Spears thing or whatever it was, the murderer? I don't remember.
I mean, that's like the extreme. That's the extreme that's example. Like, yes.
That, I mean, that's where it can lead to, though, if you don't, if you don't bring it back in, if you see yourself going to that method, you know?
But like, this is also something that happens with celebrity culture. You know, you've got your like starfucker culture or whatever, where you think that a celebrity is better than you for some reason. And they're not. Nobody's better than anybody else, right?
Man.
So someone may have become popular on a social media, not because they're good, but because they're good at, I don't know.
Social media.
Yeah, maybe they went. Like, social media is its own hobby, right? We've mentioned that in the past as well.
It's its own job. That's my job is social media. I mean, it doesn't suck, but like
it
see
seems
how
like
the,
fun.
The fudge is made.
Oh, God.
And on top of that,
is full of sausage.
What makes somebody not just go viral, but like keep that level of celebrity
keep it going
it's so random.
I definitely,
it has to be, there's
it's like hitting that perfect picture inside static, you know,
but
like,
it's just the real key there is these things happen. Don't think someone else is better than you. That's what we want to tell you. Everything every hobbyist is doing is valid. You know, you could do whatever. It doesn't matter if somebody else likes it. It matters that you like it. That's the only thing that really matters. That's all we're really pushing towards here.
Your free time, dude.
Yeah, that's the key.
Do you want to spend doing cool shit or not?
There's a risk there. If you emulate instead of become inspired, that you won't be proud of your own work. And that's just an absolute shame and may make you quit your hobby.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to raise your hand, Tito. You're one of the hosts of the podcast.
I was raising my hand to like remind myself that I had a point to make.
No, I get you.
On top of that. With Bunkers and Badasses that came out.
Oh, yeah.
I got those Borderlands minis.
Oh, yeah.
I started painting them in different color schemes and stuff from like their original versions. I'm seeing a lot of really good people like make like like paint the figures like based off of like their actual in-game
okay that's cool.
Looks and stuff and shit.
Yeah
that's tight. Hey, that's a choice, that's always an option.
I saw one recently of Roland. He's the soldier character. Yeah. He's got like camo and stuff all over him.
Yeah,
and he did a really good job of like making him look like his original cool. like default appearance. Whereas when I started painting him, yeah. I was going for an idea and it ended up being something like dip it in water to change it colors, G.I. Joe figure.
Okay, that's he's cool. Like,
I mean, that's fucking tight,
bright orange. I remember he's got those. A purple hat.
I had Hot Wheels cars that did that.
And oh, I got halfway through painting it and realized it and I was like, yeah, fuck it. This looks amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah. okay. That feeling. That's the feeling that we want everybody on this listening to this podcast to feel.
That's it.
Is that feeling of like, oh shit, that's cool. Yeah. I'm gonna do that.
That it's like, I mean, it's like serotonin plus.
It's serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine.
Yeah, it's just good. It's good brain juice. Meth. I like when the mind does that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean that's why you do it.
Yeah.
But
no.
That is the feeling that keeps you coming back to the hobby.
Yeah.
But it's also relaxing. That fulfillment makes you feel like you were accomplishing something and you were advancing your own style. You're building your own style.
You know? You're making shit that's unique to you because it's coming from you and not from a want from a celebrity or pseudo celebrity or whatever.
It changes the mechanic. Aspects janitor. Of the hobby. You go from mechanic to it could be. Hey, I don't clean the same way every time. Honestly, you
know, I looked up to janitors. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of hard work.
That's true.
Accurate.
I mean, they're literally cleaning up like shit. I wouldn't do that. If I had to, maybe. But
I think like. No, I would.
I would do it. I would do it. Yeah, I would do it. Because like you get to say you've been a janitor. That's kind of
really
tight.
Had to think about it, but also like you're really like making
a
difference.
You get to bash rats.
You oh my god! That's you got a good rat bashing stick, dude. That makes that job
a big day.
Way
that's
easier.
A big day. Anyways, what are you saying?
Just bash too many rats, you start looking into the darkness of the basement, realizing that we're not so different from them, are we? And then you start to really think about. Life. And if a rat were a bit larger, would it try to bash you?
Do rats have hobbies?
Oh, they have hobbies. They have hundreds of hobbies. Rats are some of the most hobbyistest
rodents. Who do rats look up to?
Rats Corvids. Look up to the rat kings.
What?
Of course.
Corvids.
No, you're right. Ravens. Corvids are, crows. That's right. Yeah. Rats with wings.
They look up to... I was about to say Shredder.
Well, rats look up to bats. Who look up to Corvids?
They look up to the sky.
Look literally up to... Yeah, that's...
I would say like ravens and blackbirds and stuff are like
there's
are
like,
rats plus
they're celebrities.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
like Tom Cruise.
They have hobbies.
Oh, they have hobbies.
they can hobbies. Learn from
no,
humans.
They have hobbies.
They collect the shinies.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Yeah, but they probably also develop their own style for.
And they have cameras.
Yeah, what are birds? We just don't know.
I don't know. I know Nobody a lot knows. About the law surrounding birds, though.
Bird law, baby.
It's a good move.
That was also in the last episode, wasn't it?
It was. We
well,
have
I mean, that's
mentioned
just a general fact.
God, okay. So, I think we may have been questionable about birds for multiple episodes. This is becoming a theme. We might want to be careful about. Hey, Tony Hawk, if you have any opinions about birds, maybe you could.
Cease and desist, remember, stop!
I don't know. No, so on YouTube.
Talk about Tony Hawk.
Oh, I can't talk about
that's right. The two of you. Look, my just some hooligans threw a skateboard through my window. I'm totally fine.
It unless had a restraining order attached
the paper,
to
so
it.
I don't know what you're talking God. About.
What? So when we created this podcast, we specifically did not want to emulate any podcast that was currently on the market.
Yes.
Instead, we sort of looked at what was out there, and we put together our own sort of formula
Literally.
To...
It's very
and,
loose.
And the
term.
real key, and I'm going to peel back the hood. It's a peel hood. It, just don't question it. You peel back the hood and show some of the internal mechanics of the podcast. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to give you valuable information while also being absolutely fucking insane. And
it's
the
a hamster
key
running in
is
a wheel.
That it's working. We are keeping you engaged with some of this off-topic banter while also giving you valuable information about how you may enjoy your hobby
or
more
like
in the
shit
future.
In life outside of the hobby.
That's the real
know?
Key. If you make your own way of doing something, I really find that there's more pride in that and you get to have some ownership and it keeps
yours,
you going.
Man.
It keeps you doing it longer. Yeah, it is.
You want to like you always want to improve on it or like show it off or shit like that.
But,
like
but check this
yours.
Out. Judging other people who you think are emulating.
Ooh.
Now here's an interesting concept for the example of the Borderlands figures.
Okay.
You have a guy who's really good at painting those figures just like the designs from the original video game.
Yeah.
That's not the thing he's owning. He's not owning the design. Instead, he's owning the style that he's using to paint the minis. It's the application. It's the shading. It's the highlighting. I mean,
it's like printing shirts.
Yeah, that's it.
We get art from an artist.
Yep.
And we print it, but the workmanship and the art that we put into printing it is just as important and valid as the art itself.
You're not, you're copying that art.
Yeah,
copying.
Literally copying the art to a shirt multiple times.
But the art is putting the design on the shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The artist that made something that was able to be put onto a shirt.
That's exactly
The design, there's a lot of moving wheels with that kind of stuff.
I think there is a lesson here, which is nobody sees the same thing in anyone else's
art.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Talk about perception.
Fucking deep, buddy.
All right, I'm done. I'll see you guys later.
That's wrap it up, boys.
It's as insightful as I can get.
Hold on.
Yep. Nope. That's
you I just opened quota. Up a can.
That's the quota. I already hit the quota.
That's a whole can of worms.
I hit the quota.
That's a whole can.
No, dump it out. I don't care.
SpaghettiOs everywhere.
So when you say that, that's not how somebody might see something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you mean like how there's something in my brain that makes me see the world as a cartoon?
I have that too, but also different art style. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Different art style.
Sure.
But I think that you can, it's easy for someone to look at two model kits and think, well, these are very similar. That's boring, right?
Sure.
There's another layer in hobbies that isn't for you to see. It's only for the artist to see and to know that they've implemented. And maybe if you do a hobby for long enough, you'll start to pick it up as well.
Oh, is that something like you see the same two kits and you're like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And then your brain kind of goes, oh wait, I can make that cooler in my version.
That's it. It's you're making your own variation of an existing design. You take the colors that are already on the Borderlands characters and you say, well, actually, if I painted it like this, it would look really cool, but also still be, loyal to the original design.
Mm-hmm.
And I say all of this because this is how I approach Gunpla.
That's it. We did it, boys.
Yeah.
We solved idol worship. We saved the world.
Close it up, everybody.
That's it. We're done. You're building model kits.
You're building
model kits of other people's designs. Like building a tank model is different because that's a design which, the tank was built by like a whole team of people and exists in reality. When you build a sci-fi kit, that's a design which was specifically built for something.
Hey, yeah. Someone like had it was to
designed
it
for
yeah. yeah
for it to come alive.
Someone drew it.
Someone made 20 drafts.
Yeah,
of a Zogok before they were like that weird Cyclops motherfucker with growy arms.
Now the Zogok,
give it exploding boomerangs for hair.
And I love the boomerang. Their eyebrows, the boomerang eyebrows, but it's a Cyclops and it's two eyebrows, but one eye. Think about that one. But it exists. The design exists, but you can make it your own by modifying the way that you build it and the way that you paint it.
The moment that you do anything different from the instructions, you're doing your own thing.
We call it heresy, and you can be burned at the plastic stake for that.
Like, even moving, like, deciding to not put one water slide on. You could not even paint it. You're like, nah, fuck that water slide. It doesn't belong there. Congratulations. You just did a custom thing with your toy.
You win. You win. You're free. Dobby has a sock.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Dobby has a sock.
Like
Dobby a sock.
One of those socks?
Dobby's got a sock.
I've got a lot of feelings about that. Let's move on.
I do too. I'm not a fan of the artist, but we can talk about that as well.
Yeah. That's one artist you do not want to emulate.
No, I'm not getting emulated. I will not be emulating that artist. I don't know. I think that's really important to say as well, because we're telling you not to emulate.
So real quick,
but
the theory that, or not the theory, you're the one brain explanation.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And say, Tino, you're at like, I don't know, IPMS or some shit, and you got your thing there.
Sure.
It's the Pornhub dildo we talked about earlier.
Yep.
Showing it off, judging it.
Just bashed it from all kinds of plastic.
It better be kit bashed, right?
It's all kit bashed.
Nobody straight builds those anymore,
Your brain that you're talking about, Brandon, is thinking all this stuff about, this one thing, and then another brain is like, holy shit, I love that color on it.
Yep.
And they obsess about that color.
They're like, holy shit, I love the color on it. And I'm thinking, holy shit, he sculpted those veins. And then you're thinking, holy shit, Like,
yeah.
But and then now, some other guy's like, I can make it purple.
That's exactly. It. That's what they're thinking.
Me. That's
yeah.
usually me.
Yeah.
This so is. We got those three brains, right? The three brains are all thinking way different, vastly different yep. things.
I hate that.
Because they
don't like to visualize
have,
that, but yes.
They yeah. all have so many yeah. different influences.
Yeah. That's exactly right? accurate. Yeah. Everybody takes, brings with them everything that has happened to them throughout their lives, which includes idols.
Idols, experiences, yep. trauma, all that shit comes right? into yeah. factor of what you like, what your aesthetic is yep. like.
Accurate.
And yep. there's no way to appease everyone in that shit. And people react to when you're true to like your aesthetic and like what you like.
Yeah.
And what you can tell. You can tell when something's forced, right? You see like, you know, butt rock yeah. bands or dad, you know, dad oh, rock geez. Bands.
They're churning it out, right? It's feels
mechanical.
You can
mechanical. Tell like which ones are genuine and yeah. which ones are just like right. industry plants yeah, or yeah. whatever. Like you can tell when something's not mm-hmm. genuine.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I paint something, I'm like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah. I've done the same thing.
I just yeah. throw that
that's,
shit away.
That's exactly. a whole new level of self-awareness that we were talking about earlier, yeah. my friend.
But yeah. that's a feeling that you, maybe you can't describe why you have that feeling, but yeah. you look yeah. at the thing that you just painted and you think, nah, this isn't really me. We're just saying, make it you, right?
Yeah.
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 yeah. yeah. Make it you.
Look at those dudes all you want and just like, yeah, that's cool. They do cool shit.
Take a tiny piece.
Take a tiny That's piece.
It. Tiny yeah. piece. Don't double dip.
Make it your own.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Don't well, double dip. Because you're at a party.
Yeah.
Because okay. you're at someone else's house that right. you're like stalking oh, yeah. at this
we're
point
still,
now.
We're still avoiding COVID.
Okay, hang on. In this yeah. scenario, we're stalking someone. Go on.
Yeah. And you got
we're in the
chips
bushes,
and dip.
But it's not your chips and dip, and no, you weren't invited to the party.
Someone else's.
You're looking through the window.
Yeah, yeah. And then remember that you walk in, it's like 30 people there, and you don't know them. But you really like what they're doing, and then you take a, you know, the chip, and you dip, and you eat it. You don't eat all of it. You got a little snack, a little leftovers.
Ah.
You say, fuck this shit, and you dip it again. This is COVID times.
Oh, God,
you're
no.
not wearing a mask.
It's the foreskin of the apocalypse.
That's
it's
when you get a little too far with the emulation.
No, that's yeah. too far. That's too
and
far,
Joe.
You
got to bring it back. No, take one little chip. Hey, you know what? Offer to, you know, help the guests with something.
Oh,
be nice with yes. your inspiration. Let the artist know, like, hey, man, I really love what you're doing. That's it. You know, that's fucking tight, right?
You know what's kind of cool?
Yeah.
If you have a chance to tell an artist that they inspired you to do something, that is a cool
that
thing.
That is better than meeting a celebrity and yep, getting yeah. a signature for
exactly.
5 seconds.
Yep.
Which kind of brings it all back to the
to
idol worship.
Film noir.
I mean, think about it. That's actually a really good example.
Yeah.
Would you rather pay $200 to meet William Shatner and have him like curse at you and you know, I don't know, fist you or whatever.
Oh,
and then
that's more than $200.
Or would you rather like meet your favorite band from fucking middle school or yep. some shit and tell yep. them like how they changed your life?
Oh
like,
my God, yeah.
Which one do you want?
Well, yeah. Imagine Bro. Which one is more fun for the artist also.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, maybe William Shatner.
Actually, he's yeah. kind of into that. I don't know.
But
I don't know about
really,
William Shatner.
Really stoked.
Yeah, they really
he
would.
He expects yep. to do this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
Some food for thought. We're just... It's a thing. It's a theme that we've been seeing, and it's just I don't know.
We're
just keep
try
on
update some of these
keep,
themes.
The yeah. real key is keep on having fun. Like the idea is to put these things out into the ether yeah. so that people can continue doing their hobbies the way that will be best for them. We're telling you what's best for you.
And the cool thing is like once you find We're, like that,
your
style,
you're in the cult now.
When you find like your style, you're going to start finding the mm-hmm. other people
yes. yep.
that
That's
are
it.
In that same style as yeah. you. I've been doing that with the music show. I had no fucking clue with the genre. I put like science talk or some shit on it, and then I found
yeah.
like a label that does a lot of the similar shit because of Spotify's weird artist
yes.
algorithm.
Yep,
but like. Once you like start to like be self-aware of what your style is in the grand scheme of things out
oh,
in the
yeah.
world,
yeah,
yeah,
it just opens up so much more shit.
It seriously does. Tight. No, it,
yeah.
it does. Yep, it
but
absolutely does.
But you can't
does.
Do that if you're just like copycatting someone. You're not growing at that point.
It's kind of like that's your next stage. You know, this season is kind of about self-development.
Yeah.
It's about starting from the beginning and
yeah.
and developing your film noir skills. It's about starting from the beginning, having some kind of consistent,
oh, man.
You know,
Captain Picard.
right. Dixon Hill's type fantasy.
Yeah.
But this is one of the steps that you're going to go through, and I think it's going
to
be fun.
Oh yeah, there's no way around this.
Yeah,
you are going to emulate something to some degree.
Yeah. Just
and
a heads
you're
up.
Gonna get to a point where you don't feel comfortable with it.
Yep,
it's all part of growing.
Yeah,
right.
Yep. Hopefully,
For me, it was
I painted a bunch of Eldar Guardians for Warhammer.
It was the color scheme Uthway with the yellow helmets, black bodies. I hated it because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was, I was just mechanically carrying out. The next color scheme, which had a bunch of different armor plates picked out with bone. You couldn't find that color scheme anywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
It was actually something that I designed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. I like painting orcs.
Yeah, dude, paint those orcs.
I've been trying to paint the humans and shit. I don't like it.
No, they're...
I don't like it.
Different kind
not
of
a
level
fan of
humans.
Yeah,
so. Orcs give you a certain level of freedom.
Yeah, you know? I can be wild with. That's what I like.
That's
about
what
it
is.
It's like Safibi Shack. I can do whatever the fuck I want. No rules.
Yep.
There literally are no rules. God.
In Total War, Warhammer 1, I think, two maybe.
I need to play that.
It's Necrons were Planeteer colors.
Yes, I love it.
That's tight.
Yeah, I didn't paint them, but I really
plasma
like, punched that color scheme until I got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love games where you can do that.
Yeah.
I love customizing shit.
It was the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing
shorter
episodes.
I knew it was the end, even though Joel was still talking. I was staring into the distance trying to find out how we were going to end it when she walked in. Not physically, because we were in an enclosed room.
I was waiting for Rachel to walk in.
I was hoping Rachel that she was listening. No, it didn't happen to work out.
God okay. damn. Yeah.
Anyway, it is the end of the podcast.
That you know what that means.
He's doing it.
Oh. Actually, wait. Hold on real quick.
Oh.
Because we always forget to do this and we're bad people for it. Scale Model Supply.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sponsors our podcast and it's
SMS.
Great.
So let me just tell you about the SMS mixing bottles.
Okay. No one can see this, but
there's a photo on Instagram.
There's a photo on Instagram.
The Cutting Matt podcast is our Instagram handle. So these SMS mixing bottles hold... basically, 30 mils is a dram of whiskey. If you have mixing bottles, you can really cart whiskey very easily in them. The SMS mixing bottles are really perfect for that. And I happen to have a bottle of Four Roses bourbon here with me, which I've labeled booze,
booze color. So,
because there's a convenient label that comes with the bottle.
You know that this is good because they're modeling supplies which are built by modelers.
Yeah, and they're stinky.
And they for real.
Well, maybe not the acrylic ones, but we don't have them yet. I don't think they're here yet.
No, but the lacquers are definitely stinky. That's how you know the paints are going to hold up real well. That's how
you know it's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
But no, for real. I mean, from painting model kits to toys, these are fucking great. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool. I use. Primarily just the pearls and color shift.
Oh yeah.
I love me color shift. It's so good. It scratches a really nice part of my brain.
Yeah. It's a good coloring book part of my brain. I'm like, oh yeah, that's good.
What color am I gonna use? All of them.
All of them in
every
one
color.
And then they transform into burgundy.
I can't decide, so I use all of them.
They're great, and you can buy them at USA Gundam Store if you're in the U.S. If you're in Australia, you are lucky because you've got a bajillion stores to carry.
I can't speak the language, but I would love to go down there.
And they
sometime.
Get the new shit first.
Yep. Oh,
which
of course
I'm
they do.
Very jealous of.
Absolutely.
Anyways,
yep, that's where Scott's
we're doing
Scott's
shorter episodes. Hopefully, I don't even fucking know. I can't tell time. Tino, do the honors.
Okay.
It's been the sexy jet.
Three days.
It's the end of the podcast. I'm Tino Roman, also known as Big B Roman all over the internet. Next to me is Brandon.
I knew it was Brandon because I was sitting right next to him.
I was sitting in my spot.
I was here for attendance.
It had been a long night because we recorded 16 episodes of the Cutting Matt podcast. I was having a strong cup of woman. Most of these are Mad Libs, right? Film noirs turn into Mad Libs eventually.
Yeah.
And that's when he walked in.
60%
he was 10 pounds of lead and a 5-pound gun. It's a Mad Lib.
That's you.
Yeah.
Me? I'm a 10-pound gun?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hell yeah. Walked into Waffle House. My belt was a little loose. I saw the waitress there. She said, Uncle Ricky,
already got what you want.
Oh, she did.
And then she pulled out a knife.
Ah.
And we had the old brawl.
Why did you want a knife?
Because that's the way Waffle House goes. In the South.
That sounds about right.
That actually is accurate.
That sounds about right.
That was my sign off.
Okay, great.
It's a good sign off. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Okay, Noir. Podcast over.
Fade out. Sexy jazz music.
It's like, all right, no, it's. I'm gonna put the jazz music of the saxophone from Lost Boys.
Ooh, yeah.
Oily. Yeah. God, it's so oily.
Hell yeah.